Parsons youth right, Parsons exploiting, and the two Parsons of Kabbalah Satira. Because the mice of Kol Chaim have learned my kids to be Lungmei Taira and Kaimei Taira. And I want to focus in on a very special Nakuda. In this door, what happens a lot to people is people waste a lot of time in life. It used to be people used to work a lot, work very, very hard, and became a society where people partially just shoot away loads and loads of time. That's one of the big yesaidis, and one of the big yesaidis is being careful not to waste your life, not to get caught up with this kind of an attitude like, we want to have fun, we want to have a good time, we want to schmooze, we want to do a lot of different things. And it takes away from a person's drive to use his life in a ruchniistic sense in the tayelis. So as Hashem, we want to understand where it comes from and how we could be machazik together to override it. Because that's one of the big misyemis that we have to face. Because in order to do that, we're going to go to a couple of Mamari Chazal and come from there. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the mission of this Perigov. B'chol yoyim b'yoyim yoses batzol mehar choyre. The Tzar of the Beer is a Paschal that goes out from Har Sinai every day. No one hears this Paschal. I don't hear it like on the loudspeakers of Yeshiva Smir. Like, what's the point of a Paschal that's Yitzis Machrezes if no one hears it? As in the Sefer HaCharedim, says something very powerful. He says, Yotze Baschol u'machrezes v'imeres is, those are the Hihuri Tshuva that are in the hearts of people. Every once in a while, we have something inside of us that talks to us. The Baal Shem Tov used to say over the Sefer Chayetim, who was Mepharsim et Mo'ayim, there's something that inside, we hear that little voice inside us. Many people, when they hear that good voice inside them, unfortunately, they don't listen to it, they keep on going. But there's a little voice inside us that's always talking to us and telling us, use life well, do the right thing. That's the Paschal HaYoytzes U'machrezes V'Imeres. And what does it tell us? Oylem Nebriyas Me'alboinoi Shel Torah. You look at a world, there's a lot of oy in the world. There's a lot of yisurim in the world. There's the yisurim of galus, the yisurim of physical sar. There's the yisurim of choyli. There's the yisurim of emotional sar. There could be the yisurim of sinas hagoyim, the dangers of sinas hagoyim. We live in a world where there's a lot of oy. If you would sit down and say, what's the reason why there's so much oy? Why is there oy lam labrius? Why are people suffering so much? You could have people have a podcast and everyone will give their suggestions, why is it? Why is that? Should a crisis, what's the reason? And this crisis, what's the reason? And the choylium, what's the reason? Everyone will sit down and give different opinions. You can have a whole conversation of back and forth. The Mishnah's Megalos is one big reason for the big oy that goes around in the world. Me'al boinei shel Torah. She'eino oisik b'Torah. If we would be oisik b'Torah k'roi, we would protect ourselves on a whole different level in life. If there's a lot of oy in the world, there's a lot of physical pain, a lot of emotional pain, there's a lot of bittul Torah. And that causes the oy in the Briah. As number one, a person has to be omel b'tayra if he wants to get out of oy. Oy lam lebrius me'al boinei shel tayra. And it's very, very important. People look at Amelis Batira, it's a Tesefis Maile. Okay, so I'm not in the mood to work hard now. I'm having a up, I'm having a down, that's life. I'm not in the mood to push myself and go on. But if you realize that Torah is not just a hider, it's a protection. It takes away from all the oys that are in the world. As it was once a yeshiva bacher that asked an interesting question. He says, so you're going to tell me, so the guys who are big masmidim and real talmidei chachamim, they don't have saris? And the people that are like batlonim she'en kamayu, that they all have a life full of saris? I don't see it. I see talmidei chachamim, they have yisurin, they have koshi of oini, koshi of choyli, koshi. And I see rich people that are not exactly the biggest lamdonim and loin de taira. And it looks like to me they're really living of life. I just don't see this. So it's very important. It's a big yisoy. There are certain people, everyone, Olam HaZeh is nevei atlos. There's going to be different hardships in life. Whatever you do in life, there's going to be hardships. The question is how you carry it and how you live it. There's some people that feel the ois mensch. The pashat non-function, they're in tsar. Some people feel they're the biggest, like, Rachmanis cases in the world. No one has it as hard as me. They mamish feel terrible. Oh, they carry life horribly. They carry life full of tsar. And some people carry, even they can have very hard lives, but they're very happy people. They carry life and they carry it well. There's certain people, Choshuva Talmud Chochon, that his wife had a miscarriage every year, which is like very, very painful. You would never tell in 100 years. Simcha Dikonesh, like a Poshit, he's a Geshmaki Yid, very Simcha Dik all the time, emanate Simcha, Poshit, you couldn't tell. And then there was someone that was an Osher God. We'll give one dogma. They made a Simcha. They had the most fanciest hall in America. They had the best cake. They had the best everything. But there was one problem. What was the problem? In the centerpiece, the color organization wasn't perfect. There was one thing in the middle, they made a mistake that clashed. And the person was Ois Chasa. Poshit, every time they went to the I can't believe it, how much money we paid, and this is the chasana. And kimuvan, if the wife is ois mensch, the husband is ois kelim for sure. Yeah. As here you have thousands of dollars, they've been pre-planning this with a party planner for a year in advance, their simcha. And it's poshit, they can't enjoy the simcha. And another one, very rich, very choshev of a person, that he went to a simcha and he traveled for hours and he paid first class. He was so excited. And they gave him bracha rishayna instead of bracha achrita. Ay! I was so scared he was going to have a heart attack. Ay! As we're all laughing, but this guy Pashit left the chasana. His grandchild's chasana, the person Pashit walked out. He couldn't handle it. As we're talking about oy lehen lebrius, oy is a big oy. It's not what you think. It looks like, wow, the Rishayim are living it up. They're partying. There's a lot of oys there. Because when you're a Rasha, and you don't have good midas and you don't work there, life is full of oys. Between you and you, when you're a yeshiva bachar, and when you get married, if you don't work on your midas, you're going to have a lot of eyes also. But when you learn Torah, you're in a different world. You're in a world of bracha. You're in the world of Aisher Chaim. But it's all tali on Esik HaTorah. What is Esik HaTorah? Learning Ba'amelas, not Berifya. Vayizok the Arachayim. The Hagdama to Matan Torah was by Yisu Mirafidim. What happened in Rafidim? By Yavoy Amalek. It wasn't they weren't learning. They were learning Berifya and Yadayim. they were coming at 10:15, sleeping late. They were coming to Night Seder at 9:17. When they were coming in, they were schmoozing with their chaverim, relaxing. Chill! Refeed them! And then there are people that are working! They mamish, they push themselves to get up to come on time. There are people that are oiske batayra, yigayim batayra. They're pushing themselves for something important in life. When they refeed them, vayavai Amalek. Amalek is the dugma, the model of all the eyes in the world. By Yisu Berefidim, then they're ready for Kabbalah's Hatayra. That's the big key. The Amelis Batayra is a key to a person's well-being and living a different kind of a life. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'toyv lecha ba'olam haba. Number one. Number two. There's another Mishnah, in Perek Dalet. Remeya Omar. In Batalta min Atayra, yesh lecha betelem ha'alvash kenegdecha. If you're going to be mevatel from Taira, you're going to have a lot of betelem kenegdecha. There isn't a door bizman hazeh, we will see this. People who are mevatel, they are always busy. You ask them, what were you doing? You weren't in the base medrash. Doing? I was busy. I was very busy. They're not bored for a minute. They're always busy. They always have what to do. The kids said, what did you do? Absolutely nothing of any tale. We were schmoozing, we were relaxing, we were having a discussion late at night. So we got up late the next morning. But we were busy. We were doing something. And they don't realize that imata batalta yesh lecha betelem albe. You're never going to have a dull moment. You're always going to be busy with doing nothing. But the Maharal says something very tief, atifi yisoid. He says, people who start being mavato, what it does to the person is they enjoy the betele and they look to do dvarim betele. It becomes an ingrained thing in the person that he wants to be mevatel. It changes the mahus of the person. And this is what we don't realize. There's certain people that are really work-oriented. They're trying to accomplish, they're trying to do things. And then there are people that are the opposite of work-oriented, the opposite of trying to accomplish. They just want to chill. They just want to relax. They just want to enjoy. What does it come from? In Batalta min Atayra, it's going to become a part of you. You're going to want to do it. And it's going to become a necessity to you. You're going to feel you have to do it. And it's going to make you shoot away so much of your time. The Goyim in Mishlei, Seif Perek Kama, says a similar Yisoy to the Maral. He explains it in a different way. He says the biggest tshuka in life is for dvarim betelem. If someone would ask you, what's the biggest taiva that there is in life? As one yeshiva bacha would say, good food. For sure. Another yeshiva bacha would say, watching snus. For sure. There are people that are addicted anayim. Another yeshiva bacha will tell you, playing ball. What's the biggest taiva in the world? Shetei delecha. The biggest taiva in the world, Zot Degoyin, is dvarim la'asik b'dvarim b'telem. To waste your time! Why? Zot Degoyin, because it's the biggest aveir in the world. As the ruach ha'tumah of wasting time is the biggest ruach tumah that exists, and therefore it's the biggest taiva. You speak to Yeshiva Bachar, go to sleep early, wake up early the next day. Sure, Rebbe, I'm gonna do it. 2 days they do it, third or fourth day, they're coming late again. They're up late again in the Dira. Yes, are you a Irgun Dira? Yeah, we're Irgun Dira. It's not the problem. So what are you doing? We're schmoozing. I'm telling you, my gosh, you have to schmooze so late, so long, every night till 2-3 o'clock. Yes! We have to! We need to! Of course Kosabach is not going to scream at me, but I know that's what he really feels. Why? He doesn't realize himself. Yes, I have to, I need to. But it comes Friday night, I must schmooze for 4 hours with every Ami magazine, Mishpacha magazine. I have to take out the garinim, spit it all over the place, and waste 5 hours. I have to go to every Einig, Te'ima, and I have to handle every politics that's going on. Why? Because we turned ourselves into that kind of a person. And the mile of knowing that is it's beyond how to change. That's the Gvaldiga Matana. We can make a decision what kind of a person. We could be makabel on ourselves, old Torah. What does that mean? I wanna make my life make a difference. I'm tired of throwing my life away. I'm tired of wasting my time, wasting my nights, wasting my Shabbos, and wasting my time in Eretz Yisrael, wasting my life. I want to use it for something which is te'elis of me, something that's going to bring bracha, eisher chayim, something I was created to do. I was not created to read Ami's magazine and eat garinim on Friday night. I'm bigger than that. I'm better than that. Hashem didn't give me an neshama and send me here that I should schmooze till 12, 2 o'clock every night with my chaveru. I could do better than that. If we're not going to focus in and work on being amelim, automatically you're going to be dragged into this form of society. It's lo yuman. You go back. What is the standard balabas? Says when you speak to people that lived in Europe, they said when they got out from work at 6 o'clock, they went to the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash was packed until 10 o'clock, sitting and learning. Bisman hazeh, we get people to come to the Beis Medrash for half an hour. Gevaldik, what are they doing the rest of the time? They're watching social media. They're going to a simcha. They're watching social media. They're wasting their lives and their time. I should make something out of my life and my time. There's so much wasting time. Baruch Hashem, we're a society that so many things are made for us that life is easier. They used to have to wash their clothing. Now we have laundry machines. They used to have to work for a panosa. Now you can work a certain hours a day. We have so much extra time in society. What are people doing? As there's someone that said that on Sunday, and one Sunday, they had a contest in America. Dog owner, dog look-alike contest. Which dog owner looks like his dog the most? 2 hours, people from all across America came, and you win a big prize of money if hundreds of people are coming to New York City. Which dog owner could look like this dog? Keep calling him Mr. Kelev Gavaldi. Another, the next week, what was the thing? How many Frankfurters, who could eat the most Frankfurters in 2 minutes? That's what we're doing in society. These are the contests we have. Okay. Let's sit down. Let's listen to someone, a comedian, or someone who's a little bit mishuga, talk about life. It's hilarious. It's funny. Let's watch all the funny things that go on. It's so funny. We're rolling. We're laughing. Let's watch interviews with people who are talking about different angles in life. Wow, this is interesting. What are you gaining from all of it? Where are you heading in life from all of it? What are you doing with yourselves? As this is the painful, but it doesn't have to be painful. We'll put it in a different P word. A piercing question that we ask ourselves, it could change our lives. We have so much we could do. The Hemshech of the Mishnah is, in Batalta, Yesh Lecha Batalim Harbe, you're going to waste your life away. You're going to come up to Olam Haba, and you're going to see what you could have gotten. and you're gonna kick yourself. If you work hard and you invest, you could be very, very happy with the results. You're gonna live a life of ashrecha yitayvacha. You're gonna live a life where you're feeling accomplishing. You're feeling good about yourself. Why do so many people feel bad about themselves? Because they know the truth. They're killing time. They're wasting time. They don't appreciate what they're doing. What's midlife crisis, which is so hard? It hits midlife and all you get a little bit smarter and more mature. You realize you were Isaac in Narishkeit for 50 years. As you get to the age of 50, oyvei, midlife crisis. But when you fill up life with meaning, there's no crises. It's a zman ha-misug lekach. The end of the zman is the biggest nesayin, because there's so many people wasting time. As now is the time. The only way to change the way you feel about life is with work. This is the gevaldig chiddush you want to give over. If you're going to be mevatel, automatically you're going to have that hashkafa. The only way you could change yourself is if you work on changing yourself. And the work has to be with amelis b'tayra. Im ata b'taltach, yesh lecha b'telem harbe. Your whole life you're going to waste. But if when you're a bocher, you learn to be amel, you're going to use your life well. Say that you could change it 40, Rabbi Kiva did, it happens. Right now is the years which are so important for our growth. These are the years we could be kovei of what kind of people we are, how we want to use our life. The key is a Kabbalah to Amelis B'Tayra. Amelis B'Tayra is not just the moment you're learning, it's the way it affects you and builds you as a human being in your whole hashkafes achayim and your meaning in life. If you're not going to be amal b'tayra, your whole meaning and value in life automatically is going to go down. Oilem lebrius me'al boinai shal b'tayra. There's a famous story of Reb Sichel Zisel that he took one of his talmidim. He says, I want to take you to a trip to a Beis HaKvaris. As what does that mean, Bizman Azech? A bacher would get excited. The Rosh Hashiva wants to take him to the Beis HaKvaris. Okay, Rebbe, which country in Europe are we going? In the middle of the Zman. Oh, great, I'm so excited. I need to chill a little bit. Where are we going? We're going to this Kever, the Amaral in Prague. Oh, I love Prague. Yeah, great, we're going. The Rebbe took him out, this Rosh Hashiva took him out. He didn't take him out to Prague, he didn't take him out to Poland, he didn't take him out. Instead, where did he take him? He took him in to Manhattan. He took him into a very busy street. As the guy's looking around, where's the Beis HaKvaris here? As he walks over into a business office and he walks over to someone. You see this guy? He could have been Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Instead, this is his Beis HaKvaris, the office in Manhattan. You see this guy? He could have been the Yisoid V'Shayrish HaVoidi. Nifli Gabal HaVoido. Poi Tomu. You see this guy? He could have been Avram Avinu of the Torah. Big Baal Chesed. Instead, what does he do? Poi Tomu. There's so much potential. There's so much good in all of us. Why are we burying ourselves and not giving us the chance to be Mishkale Misraimen? Of Havoy, let's be Mishkazik to do something that'll make a difference for all our life. Live life with meaning. Live with Amelas Batoira. That'll change us, make us, and be Megadolos. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the har, after 40 days of Amelas B'Tayra, he shined differently because he was a different person at the end of the parsha. When all you people are finished the last chelik of the zman, these 40 days, if you do it with Amelas B'Tayra, when you come back for Venus Manin, you're gonna shine differently. I shouldn't say 40, there's more days. I don't mean it starts early yet. But you're gonna shine differently. Your whole mahus is gonna be different. Kobi Adech, Hashem Yazah, we should be Mischazik together, Misale and Misraimim together, and Gizaycha to go out of the Oi, Kulu Bracha.